Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. One of my favorite things to talk about is healthy beauty. So I was so excited when I got the book, The Little Book of Healthy Beauty, Simple Daily Habits to Get You Glowing. It is by our wonderful guest, Pina Lojudice, NDLAC. I think I said that pretty well. Hello, Dr. Pina. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello. Thank you so much. Yeah, you didn't do too bad.
Well, I can just pronounce Smith. So, I mean, if you listen, you know. But I just delved right into your book because I love talking about beauty, and getting beauty from the inside out is so important. Let's start with the word glow. You know, you hear that. We all want that healthy glow. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, to me, that meant that in almost that indescribable essence of vitality that people have when they have radiance and beauty and an like energetic groundedness. And that the person is just truly healthy and happy. So I do believe that everyone can attain that.
Oh, that is so nice. And there are so many things in your book that you, I was going to say secrets, because you do have great secrets behind staying younger and best practices for radiant skin and hair, and sleep is big, and simple daily habits. Mm-hmm. Wherever you want to start, I would love for you to talk about what you think really it takes to get that glow and to be happy.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. Well, the whole idea is that because as a naturopathic doctor, you know, the whole idea, like, what are the foundations to health? And I just wanted every person to have access to what a naturopathic doctor shares with their patients every day. So, and the basic, you know, tenets are like what I call the six master keys are sleep, food, exercise, relaxation, detoxification, and then lastly, some supplement support. So really, I feel like if a person can work on all of those areas, you know, they're going to absolutely obtain that glow that we've been talking about.
You know, Dr. Pina, I heard that, you know, when people get closer to, let's say, in their 50s and they're going through menopause, I heard that that glow disappears. Do you have a different regimen for people who are going through that time in their life?
Right. Unfortunately, you know, like fortunately or unfortunately, you know, as we go through menopause or that perimenopausal time, as the hormones fluctuate, it is going to impact, you know, the cellular integrity of the skin, the vitality of the skin. So I always recommend for women, because many women don't realize that, okay, that this is that time of their life and this is just they're going to get old and wrinkly. And that's not necessarily the case. I mean, again, there's so many of these underlying factors that if you work on them, you can maintain actually appropriate hormone balance. And as well as that if you feel like the hormones are really tanking, there's so many different natural either botanicals or supplements that a woman can take to help her, you know, keep those hormones around longer so that they're not just plummeting.
But what are some of those natural supplements that you can take?
So what I always recommend, the first thing is every patient to have some blood work done and check all their hormones, because every woman does need a baseline just to see, okay, where are they right now at this moment? And then from there, it'll help the practitioner then decide, okay, what needs most help? Most times, women at this point of their life, their adrenal glands are very fatigued and very taxed. So I would definitely recommend an adrenal support, because it helps balance your stress hormone of cortisol, which helps regulate your blood sugar, regulates your blood pressure, helps balance your immune system. And then I also especially have women check their thyroid, because again, most women are walking around, unfortunately, with this subclinical, you know, low thyroid, and they really need to, you know, really take a look at where they are. I always encourage every woman to get a copy of their lab test and just don't take the doctor's word for it, like, yeah, everything is okay. So take a look at it and research it, because those two things alone are going to make your skin all wrinkly and have you feel more aged. So those are the two basic things to look at. And then you could supplement those adrenal glands with ashwagandha or licorice. There's so many different natural supplements. I recommend some in my book that people can take, and as well as some natural thyroid support without necessarily having to go on some medication.
And I think that's great advice. And, you know, I think it's also important for people that, you know, who are in their 20s, in their 30s, that they take, you know, adrenal supports, or they really nourish their adrenals so that when they do get closer to the, you know, menopause years, is that they, you know, they won't have those symptoms and their glow hopefully won't go as badly, let's say, as someone who has those stress adrenals. And I love that you say that about the thyroid. And I know it's important, and you can confirm as a naturopathic doctor, is that their TSH levels, their thyroid stimulating hormone, should be under 2. So, and a lot of people don't realize that because of standard medical care, that it has different types of ranges.
Absolutely. And so many people come in and they're frustrated why they can't lose weight, or why do they have a cellulite, or why are they depressed, and all those things that dampen that glow. And when you're able to balance your hormones out, I mean, just the sense of groundedness and strength, it just, like, you know, shines through the eyes, and it's really so lovely to see. And absolutely, you know, again, because there are lab ranges of what the blood test shows, but then there's optimal physiological range of what really, where is the body going to function best? And so those are the things as a naturopath that we absolutely look at.
You know, I did do all my blood work because I'm in the perimenopausal age, and it made such a difference because I found out I had an issue with my thyroid and I was low in estrogen. And so I actually do a bioidentical hormone patch, which made a difference. I take the Armour Thyroid, which has made a difference. And I got my glow back. So I was starting to just feel so blech. Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah, I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, it's really nice. So you think when appropriate, the hormones are okay, like using the bioidenticals?
I definitely think more bioidentical than the synthetic we made. The research out on synthetic hormones, obviously, you know, a big hit on what it's done for women and breast cancer is not great. So I always encourage, you know, basically bioidentical, you know, why would you not take something that's identical match to your own body chemistry? So your body can metabolize it better. It's not going to increase your risk of cancers. Your body knows what to do with it. So, and it's really wonderful. And the great thing about it, you could start at a lower dose so that you're not, you know, hitting the body so hard and it's got to, you know, figure itself out, because the body just always wants to get back into balance, into this homeostasis. And so, you know, when you give the gentle nudge, and even if the bioidentical hormones are simply to help your adrenals, like DHEA or pregnenolone, you know, those are all over the counter and very safe to use, and a beautiful start to, even if someone can't get their doctor to, you know, look at their blood work, or they can't get a hold of a naturopath, you know, those two supplements in itself are just profoundly helpful, because, you know, I always like to start, you know, where the hormones begin. And once you support that with the pregnenolone and DHEA, it's amazing how the body on its own will kick in.
No, and I think that's great advice. And now, what about, let's talk quickly about for younger women, you know, is it their 20s or 30s? I mean, obviously their glow is there when they were younger. Or maybe you might say, you know what, due to daily stress, they don't have the glow potential that they could. So what would you recommend for younger women in their 20s and 30s?
I think usually in the 20s or 30s, at that point of a woman's life, they're really just trying to get their career going, really still figuring out who they are. You know, so they're still going to push their bodies a little bit harder than I think. You know, I remember even for myself, I was just like, you know, I think back, I'm like, I was a crazy girl. And so, you know, and not taking care of really the foods I was eating, if I wasn't, you know, I was depriving myself on sleep because, oh, if I just, you know, read this extra thing or do work at this extra hour late at night, you know, it's, you know, I think what happens, people can confuse themselves about wanting to overachieve so that they have to deprive themselves, when that's not the case at all. You can act, you know, absolutely be extremely successful while, you know, taking care of your body.
And I think that's really important advice. Now, do you, Dr. Pina, do you practice where people could see you, or do you have something online where people can go learn more about you?
Yeah, I have. I have two practice locations. I practice with my husband, Dr. Peter Bongiorno, and we have a practice in Manhattan, in New York City, and as well as on Long Island. Our practice name is Inner Source Health, and we have that website at innersourcehealth.com, where you can find more information, where we put good blog information up. And, you know, people can get access to our books and just what we feel people should know about with regard to healthcare.
Thank you, Dr. Pina. I think that's great information. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and get your glow back. Stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.